My halacha today starts with a little story. So many years ago, I learned in the Gris Kollel, and the deal was we could get food from the Machon Lev dining room. So one night a week, they would serve bagels with tuna. So one time, one of the American guys in the Kollel suggested that maybe they could serve cream cheese. And bagels and cream cheese are a nice combination. So the woman, very nice woman who worked in the dining room, said, yeah, but then we wouldn't be able to serve tuna. So he said, well, you could serve cream cheese and tuna. Whoever wants the cream cheese will take the cream cheese. Whoever wants the tuna will take the tuna. So this older Sephardi lady, so she looked at him like he was crazy. You can't serve cream cheese and tuna in the same meal. So there is such a concept that many Sephardim have. They're very makbid not to have fish with dairy. So what is the background to this issue? For those of us learning chulin, so kol habasar, asur levashel b'chalav chutz mi b'sar dagim v'chagavim. You're not allowed to cook any meat with milk except for the meat of fish and grasshoppers. So if you're allowed to cook fish with dairy, presumably the point is that you can also eat it. And that is, in fact, how it's understood. And the Torah brings this la'alacha. The Beis Yosef is the source of this discussion. The Beis Yosef, in discussing this, in Yordei Pei Zayin, says you're allowed to cook, you're allowed to have fish with milk, but it's a problem of sakana, a chashash sakana. So it's not at all clear where this came from. The Ramah and the Darkei Moshe there writes, there's no source for this in Chazal. Lehefech, Chazal seemed to say the exact opposite. First Mishnah in Kol HaBasar. There is a concept, and the Beis Yosef writes, V'ayein Or HaChaim Kufayin Gimel. But in Or HaChaim Kufayin Gimel, he doesn't talk about this. He talks about a different idea, which is mentioned briefly in the Gemara, which is fish and meat maybe should be not eaten together because of the sakana. Fish and meat. So the Rama says, this is a mix-up here. He really meant fish and meat. It says fish and milk, but it really means fish and meat. There's no problem whatsoever of fish and dairy. In fact, some of the Achronim point out that in the Gemara, which discusses the issue of fish and dairy, the way it's originally presented, the Gemara says that if you cook fish in the same oven as meat, so then you should not dip it in kutach, which is a milk-based dip. And then the Gemara says, well, hold on a second, even without the kutach, maybe you should avoid this because it's problematic. But what's the assumption? That fish dipping in a milk-based dip is okay. That doesn't seem to be a problem. That seems to be pretty clear in the Gemara. So many of the Achronim rejected this concept that there's a problem of sakana with fish and milk. And the Taz writes, it's simply a scribal error, a Tos Sofer, and it should say meat, not milk, and the Shach, and Magen Avram. Many of the primary commentaries on Shulchan Aruch all reject this. It should be noted, the Beis Yosef quotes this in the Beis Yosef. He doesn't mention this in Shulchan Aruch, that there's a concern of fish and dairy. Nonetheless, there were those who did take this seriously, and the Lavush and the Prima Gadin. And the earliest source that I'm aware of is Rabbeinu Bechayai in his commentary on Chumash, Parshas Mishpatim, writes that the reason for the Isser of Basar B'chalav is that it's the doctors say that it can cause medical problems, although the medical problems he's referring to seem to be like psychological problems. I'm not exactly sure. Tchunos Ros by Nefesh, so personality problems. And he says, and so too, the doctors say, when it comes to fish and dairy. So it's very interesting. The poskim that do bring this, and are concerned about this sakana, are all quoting from doctors that this is a problem, and maybe chashash of maybe it can lead to tsaras or other medical problems. So this is the basic background. It should be noted that the Chida, one of the great Sephardi poskim, also thought that this was a complete mistake, and there's no concern whatsoever. But nonetheless, this is quoted by some of the Achronim, and Sephardi practice has remained for many to be choshish for this. Ben Ishchai brings us la'aloch. He writes that our minig is to avoid this, and it's a concern. And Rav Avad Yosef writes as well: fish with butter, yes, but otherwise no. My own personal humble opinion on this issue. You know, there's a whole discussion. What happens when our medical knowledge seems to conflict with Chazal? But here, it's not conflicting with Chazal. There's no statement in Chazal that it's a problem. There's no statement in the Rishon that it's a problem. All those that mention it are quoting doctors. It's all being quoted from doctors. So if our medical knowledge indicates that there's no concern whatsoever, so why should we be concerned, not for Chazal and Rishonim, but for maybe a Rishon and some Achronim quoting doctors, if our medical knowledge indicates otherwise? This would not be on my top 10 list of chumras to adopt, to be concerned with fish and dairy. Nonetheless, many Sephardim continue to be knowing this way out of respect for the practice of their generations. As one of the Sephardi poskim writes, I myself am a doctor and I don't see a problem with it, but the Beis Yosef said it, and therefore we're going to be continuing to follow this. So those who have that practice, I guess we'll continue to follow it. And otherwise, I don't think we need to pick it up. Have a great day. If people can pick up the chairs, that would be fabulous.